Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs.
This is in contact with the test one.
All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. All women crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth. March to April 2020. Ask your own question.
Adriana Knuff. Why is it audacious to consider transgender people in space? I'm going to use a clip from the American TV series Pose to illustrate the audacity of considering transgender people in space. To set the stage, this is from the last episode of the second season. Lo Poppy is trying to line up transgender women to join his new modeling agency after his girlfriend Angel, who is also trans, lost her modeling gig after being clocked. For trans people, to be clocked means being recognized as transgender in public, rather than just being seen as the gender of one's presentation. So, for transgender women who want to present as a woman in public, to be clocked would be seen as transgender, rather than being seen as a quote-unquote cis woman. So to be clocked can have violent and deadly consequences. At the end of the clip, Lo Poppy is talking to Elektra, a particularly saucy character from the show. Here's the clip.
Don't you represent Angel? How are you going to do right by both of us? What's she going to say when I start booking more jobs than her?
You're a charming boy, and you've got a silver tongue with plenty of ambition. But look no further than your recently clocked girlfriend to know that you may as well be looking to train the girls to be astronauts.
While this episode is supposed to take place in 1990, it's now 2020, and there still have been no transgender people in space. Nor have there been any disabled people in space. This, of course, is due to discriminatory procedures over the years that would eliminate us from consideration early on in the process, due to our so-called disorders or medications that we take or so-called disabilities. However, we are perhaps the most suited to space travel, given the radical bodily changes that we undertake just to live here on Earth. Yet we haven't even been given the chance to see how our perspective might radically alter space programs. Now, just yesterday, I put in an application to NASA to become an astronaut. I have my own doubts about how far I'll get in the process, but I want to put it out there in this answer, that I still want to become one of the first transgender people in space, or at least above the Kármán line. So, if anyone out there listening to this knows someone at one of the commercial launch providers that could get me a seat on even a suborbital flight, please contact me. Thank you.
Celebrating women in art, astronautics, and astronomy.
Yulia Akisheva, Earth or Mars? This is a tough one for me because I'm a very strong supporter of human Mars exploration, but of course I deeply cherish my roots on Earth. And I would like to say that, in fact, I would never pose this question as either or. Even when we embark on a spaceship to go to Mars and to build a colony and even maybe quit Earth forever and live on Mars, we would never really leave our Earthlings' origins. We would build a new society, yes, but we would build it based on what we've had on Earth. And of course, the first Mars colony will be very much Earth-like or very connected to the Earth. I would never want to oppose the two I never want to say Earthlings versus Martians. In fact, it would be a collaboration, and I would like to see it as a, just human species taking the next step in their evolution and going interplanetary, multi-planetary species. That would be just amazing. And for me, it's actually our natural step in evolution, because we've already achieved space travel and to keep developing and moving on and to giving our species the maximum opportunity and chance to survive for as long as possible, we would like to increase our chances. Don't just put all eggs in one basket. So with Mars exploration, we can give this extra chance to humanity. And we have the chance to do it right, because we would do it from scratch. And one thing to do it right is actually to do it internationally. It has to be a unified global and international effort, if ever it is to succeed. Myself, I would like to give my absolute best towards this. And I invite you to go to Mars together.
Des pastilles à sucer pour l'oreille. Candy.